Wake up, Tucson. It's your town. Get up and get involved. It's Wake Up Tucson with Chris DeSimone on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice.
This town is a lonely town, not the only town like this town. This town is a make you town. Break you down and bring you down, down. This town is a quiet town or a riot town.
All right, 8:07 in the morning. Getting lots of response to the Danny Morales interview. Facebook messages, text messages. 790-2040 is the phone number. WakeUpTucson@gmail.com. I know we got to give away Dionne Warwick's ticks before this is all over. I do want to talk a little bit more about what went down at the Pima Transportation meeting. There's some notes I took that I never got to because I was talking about my $170 Philabomb that I had to return because it's a waste of taxpayer dollars. Ed Alexander, how are we doing there? Not good. That's okay. We're going to do an interview soon with a nice young man named Hans von Spakovsky. He's a senior legal fellow over at the Heritage Foundation. And his most recent piece that we're going to discuss is called Yes, Texas Does Have the Right to Punish Sanctuary cities. So we know Tucson's a wannabe sanctuary city, so we're going to talk about that with Hans before it's all over. So last night at the TUSD school board meeting, are you okay over there, Ed? It's like your last hour with me, and I feel like I want to go over there and give you a hug.
Give me a hug. Okay, I'm better now.
So TUSD school board meeting yesterday, and we got to find out a couple of things. That one, we know the big thing that had to do was Augie Romero. Okay, Augie Romero is the principal at Pueblo. He's one of the Mexican American studies guys. He's never been a principal before, but he who shall not be named threw him over there. I don't know. I guess maybe this is where Adelita wanted him. Just give him a gig. You know, Pueblo's the place to be. So now, what are we hearing from folks? We're hearing from folks that this guy doesn't like to, like, kind of be on campus. Like, he's the absentee principal. We've heard that a bunch from different people over there. He's the guy who basically, under his watch, they don't know how to control the keys or security there. And the amount of damage that was done to the Pueblo, they blew up their wood basketball floor and all these different things. I'm going to say it's hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I think so.
Of damage. Maybe even several hundred thousands of dollars, right? I mean, it'll make Chuck Huckleberry flooding out the Tucson high school football field look like maybe a drop in the bucket. But they had a vote last night where they were going to vote on all of the principal's contracts to renew him. Okay. So they could have pulled off individual contracts. I guess they had a vote to put that out there. And I guess it went Mike Hicks voted with Adelita Grijalva and Crystal Foster to approve Augie Romero's contract. Now, the other problem with this, and Mike, if you want to call, if you're listening, and tell us why, and maybe I'm missing something, please, you got it. I'll even tell Hans he can go hang out for a little bit for you. But David Morales put it up on his page. Mike Hicks votes with Grijalva to renew Augie Romero's contract. Some lady says good news. DA says not for student achievement, which is measurable. Here's the other thing I forgot to tell you. This is the guy who did the illegal grade change. So that's something else that we don't know supposedly more information was supposed to come out about that last night at the meeting, but I didn't see, so Ed's looking at his news, right? Kagan 9 obtained a memo written by Murado, this is the middle management suck-up for HT, that also reveals the Deacon City law firm investigated the allegations and that found that Augie Romero, quote, did change the students' grades. Now, this is the other thing that Mike Hicks, an elected official, tells big Attorney General Mark Brnovich about this, and he gets no response. That's why, you know, it was another nail in Mark Brnovich's coffins with the Republicans and people of Southern Arizona. So we are going to meet his Democrat opponent, January Contreras, in the next couple of weeks. So this is how desperate we are about how pathetic Mark Brnovich is. Like, I'm going to, you know, again, I'm sick of him. Anyway, so it was an illegal grade change. It's pretty simple, the statutes here, kids. Okay, is the idea that there's only two entities on the planet that can change a grade. The actual teacher, which is longtime teacher Yolanda Sotelo, or the school board. That's it. So when Augie Romero changed the grades, that's against the law. So Hicks, I don't know if you're listening or not. I'd love to hear your call, but how the hell do you vote with Crystal and Adelita to keep this special guy? I mean, this is not a step in making TUSD better at all. I mean, so I don't know what happened. It was one of those things where who was the last person to talk to Mike before he got to do this vote? Don't know. But if he can't, if Mike's, you know, working or teaching or something like that, we'll have him on, because I don't get it. It's really disappointing. So I hope there's a reason why. But basically, Stegman and Rachel wanted to look like they wanted to pull his contract off separate and talk about it and probably not renew his contract. So disappointing stuff over at TUSD again. So we still don't have a discipline policy, and Augie Romero, who illegally changed grades, who sounds like he's never there, and basically the chain of custody on the security there basically exposed the school to hundreds of thousands of dollars of damage, gets to keep his job. It's TUSD at its freaking finest. So I know you like to say, oh, Chris, don't be a downer. I'm not the downer. This is what happened. I don't know any of the spinmeisters in this town that could say, oh, there's some positive thing about this. So I got DA talking about how student achievement isn't great under this guy, right? I got people, basically the guy broke the law, this guy, and he costs the school district hundreds of thousands of dollars because they don't know what to do with the keys over there. Got me. So pray for my kicks, I guess. God, just crazy. 8:15 in the morning. Let's go visit some of our great sponsors. Ed Alexander, I am now going to walk over there. And I am going to give him the biggest bear hug humanly possible. So
see,
this is your Me Too moment. I'm going to come hug you.
It's not working.
Wake up, Tucson. 10:30, boys.
Dionne Warwick, coming to Tucson. Five-time Grammy Award winner, Dionne Warwick, Saturday, March 31st at Fox Tucson Theater. Tickets on sale now at the box office or online at foxtucson.com. The unmistakable voice of Dionne Warwick, live March 31st at Fox Tucson.
Hola, I'm Fatima Campos, owner of Incas. With just one taste, you will understand why Peruvian cuisine is one of the best in the world. The blending of spices, international flavors, ingredients imported from Peru, fresh dishes, unique, authentic, and delicious. Incas Peruvian cuisine, southwest corner of Sunrise and Cove. Visit us at incascuisine.com. Adios, margaritas. Hola, pisco sour.
I am Margie Lannon, the owner of Home Watch Caregivers of Tucson. Our goal is to allow our clients to remain in their homes with the highest quality of life possible. Our caregivers can help with meals, medication, errands, housekeeping, and more. At Home Watch Caregivers of Tucson, we do what you would do or could do if you had the time. We offer many services to help your loved ones, and you choose the level of service. Give us a call today at 297-9349 or at homewatchcaregivers.com/Tucson.
Coming up on the next Mic Check with Mike Shaw, we're back in studio. We'll be talking with Chuck Williams. It's Anything and Everything with Chuck and Mike, featuring Barbie Pocase. That's kind of crazy. Julie Kelly will be with us, a conservative in Chicago, and is up on current events. We'll be talking about all kinds of stuff with Julie, as we do. And then it's our lawyer, Richard Luff, and you can get free legal advice with all the usual disclaimers. That's all on the next Mic Check with Mike Shaw, weekday afternoons, 4 to 6 on AM 1030, KBOI The Voice.
Wake up! Up, Tucson, come on. It's Wednesday morning. I'm Ed Alexander, and you're at AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice. Thank you. Chock full of a lot of good stuff all morning long, and a lot of problems on the city streets. So let me get these traffic accidents out right away, because it's a pretty big backups here and there. We've got accident at Grant and Stone with injuries. Ruthrop west of I-10, Marianne Cleveland at Red Iron Trail, that's been up there for about an hour, Valencia and Santa Cruz, Mission and Guadalajara, and southbound Campbell backed up at Grant all the way backed up. Sunny and warmer in 75 today, about 52-ish right now at AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice.
Before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. Walk home in my hair now.
So here's the deal. I got Mike on the line.
Awesome.
For you, and I've got to go do a contest.
What kind of contest?
The Dionne Warwick tickets contest.
Wow.
For Friday night, Saturday night show at the Fox.
Is it Saturday or Friday?
It's Saturday night. It's Saturday night. My brain just says Friday for some reason, but
that's okay. I got it right yesterday.
You did. Saturday, March 31st.
If you missed my interview with Ms. Warwick, yes, Head over to DSimoneHQ.com, hit radio, go to podcasts. It was during the second hour yesterday's show. So she was great. And there's so much stuff to cover on that in her career, and we had like 15, 20 minutes to do it, so I had to make that call of, do we go We Are the World story, or do we do That's What Friends Were For? And I figured the We Are the World story was better, and it turned out to be better.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The idea that she said, I was in the middle of this big long run at the Golden Nugget, and Quincy Jones calls me up and says, hey, I need you to come to L.A. and record this thing. We're doing it all in one shot.
So she gets on Wynn, gives him her private
But she said, but I got to get out of this for a night. And he goes, I already took care of it. So if there's one guy who could take care of it, it's Quincy Jones, for God's sake. So, we're going to take Mike Hicks in about 2 seconds. Third caller for Ed Alexander gets tickets to Dionne Warwick Saturday night at the Fox Theater.
790-2040. Good luck.
Michael Hicks, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, sir?
All right, speak comfort to me, Mike, because the idea that this guy gets another year of terrorizing Pueblo, tell me, what?
Well, here's the deal. There was a last-minute additions to the agenda in regards to individual principals who individuals on the board wanted to talk about and to not renew, that I felt was uncalled for. So with that, and then going through and releasing the entire report on whether the report is good, bad, or indifferent, releasing the entire report on Dr. Romero and what he's done over at Pueblo, I couldn't do it because he's not on a work improvement plan. He's not on anything else. There's no disparities against him. And I was told that if we did do this, he would have filed a lawsuit against the TUSD for wrongful termination. And I got a board member telling me, well, we have the right to do this. It doesn't matter whether or not you have the right to do it or not. He also has the right to file a lawsuit. Then we have to file the lawsuit. this is a job. It's not the job of, I don't believe it's the job of the board to be firing people. We hire the superintendent. If we don't think the superintendent is doing his job, then we need to fire the superintendent.
So two things. Is it the job's responsibility to renew contracts for principals?
Yes.
Okay.
On the superintendent's recommendation. The superintendent last night indicated that everybody who he's bringing forward it with his you know, support, and none of them are on a work improvement plan. None of them are on any disciplinary actions. It's hard for me to say, okay, well, you know, I don't believe you. I'm going to let these people go anyways.
So a couple of things. One, did Augie Romero illegally change grades at Pueblo High School?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Number two is...
Or at least I believe he did. Now, the ADE said no. The investigation said no. That went through it. Whether that investigation was right, wrong, or indifferent, because I'll tell you the honest truth, I don't believe in that investigation, but it is what it is.
So who changed the grade?
It was Augie Romero.
So I don't care whether the investigation says or not. Did he change the grade or not? The law says it's you guys or Yolando Sotelo can change a grade, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Number two, all the damage that was done at Pueblo High School, it's pretty much his fault, right? It has to stop. The responsibility has to stop with him, right?
Correct.
Was he ever a principal before he was the principal at Pueblo?
No, he wasn't.
Are the educational outcomes at Pueblo getting better under Augie Romero?
Actually, from what the reports are showing, yes. They went from a D to a B.
Okay. And then at the same time, I had one more here. Illegally changed grades. How much was the damage? That's what I want. The damage that was done to the gym and everything. How much money are we talking about here?
Oh, I think it was almost closer up to like $500 to $1 million.
So again, I got a guy that cost the taxpayer $500,000 to $1 million, illegally changed grades. Most people say he's not there, is a lot of the reports that I've heard. Okay, he's not always there. They got to go find him off campus someplace. And at the same time, you're telling me you voted him, you voted to keep him because you were afraid that someone was going to sue us.
No, that's not just the only reason. Like I said, I got a board member who is upset with a couple of principals, and who has a friend who's upset with a principal who wants to bring these things up. The last minute, it's the same thing as what Dr. Petticone did when we were looking at closing down schools. The day of that we were communicating, he threw in Santa Rita as a school closer.
Right.
That's not right. I had two board members do the exact same thing yesterday at about 1:30 before the meeting. That's not right. There's a lot more that's going on with this than what Dr. Stegman is trying to bring forward to make me look bad. If Dr. Stegman really wanted to do this the right way, then we should have went with the superintendent and said, look, this is what's going on. Why are you recommending this individual?
So what we're saying is two of the reasons why we're going to reward Augie Romero for bad behavior is lawsuit and basically punishing two of your board members that gave you too late of a surprise on this whole deal. Is that two of the reasons why Augie Romero still has his job?
The reason that Augie Romero still has his job is because the superintendent who we hired to run this district came forward and said he's already dealt with Dr. Romero in regards to what was going on over at Pueblo with the keys and all that. He's indicated that he's already disciplined him on all this. How many times do you discipline people? I mean, I personally do not agree with Dr. Romero on a lot of the things that he's done. And I am a teacher, whether Dr. Stegman wants to realize it or not, or Ms. Sedgwick, I don't care anymore what the hell they think. I'm doing what I think is right. I was told there was nothing in his folder that's derogatory right now. He's not on a work improvement plan. It's hard for me to consciously go, okay, well, I don't care what you think, Dr. Trujillo. I'm going to get rid of him, which I don't have a problem having Dr. Romero gone because I know that he made changes to those grades. I know he's done all this other stuff, but it's hard for me to sit here and go, okay, I don't care that he's been disciplined, whether it was light or not or whatever, and then say, no, we're going to let you go. This is a job. Okay, we hire the superintendent to manage these people. If the superintendent's not doing his job, then we need to fire the superintendent.
So in the question is, do you believe that keeping Augie Romero at Pueblo High School is a positive benefit to the students and the teachers who are there? Because that's in the end, all the personal dog crap between you, Rachel, and Mark is a whole different thing. What is the really keeping this guy is a benefit to the kids and the teachers of Pueblo?
I don't think so. But that's the superintendent. Then why do we hire a superintendent? Why doesn't the board just run the entire damn district? We don't need a superintendent.
Well, in the end,
we don't need any of those. No, in the end, we don't need any of them. Because as Mark is indicating, we run the district, not the superintendent.
So there's lots of this. This form of government, whether it's city manager, county manager, or superintendent, this form of government is basically, it should be that you have the executive that is bringing these things to you. Okay? And yes, the day-to-day management of everything is under that chief executive. But in your job, it's your job, the authority, and your responsibility to renew a principal's contract. Okay? That's just the way it is. So there's lots of stuff that chief executives bring to their boards and their county boards and their city council people that they shoot down all the time, Mike. And that would be my take is this. I think I'm going to disagree with you on this one. I think this is one of those ones where no matter, I like Dr. Trujillo. You don't hear me talking crap about Dr. Trujillo. I like the guy.
So do I.
I'm just saying
the one that recommended him.
That no matter how good he is, if you think that 100% of the stuff that he's bringing to you deserves approval, then you're not doing your job either. So all I'm saying is when he brings you this list, I don't care that he said they're all great with him. You guys have a responsibility that whoever you renew on that list to get another contract, doing that is a benefit to teachers and kids. And so that's why I'm really sad right now that the dynamic between you, Mark, and Rachel has denigrated to this. And that's the part that really, because in the end, the kids are going to suffer.
Well, I'll show you some of the text messages that Ms. Sedgwick has sent me. I'll let you read some of those. So it's not just me.
Oh, I'm not saying I intimated that somehow this was a mic only situation. What I said was the dynamic between Mark, Rachel, and yourself has denigrated to this. Okay, that we're not making decisions based on what's a benefit to students and kids because we're more pissed off about the process. We got there. This is a problem.
Well, I can tell you that if it would have went down the way that it was supposed to go down, Dr. Romero would not have a contract.
Well, how was it supposed to go down?
It was supposed to go down if only we were going to talk about just one. We were going to pull only one contract and deal with that one contract. But because Miss Sedgwick and her friend has a problem with a principal, she brings that up. Then she brings up other principals, the principal of Tucson High, all these other principals. And it's gone, wait a minute. If it was dealt properly the first time, this happens all the time with this leadership. If it was done properly the first time, it would have gone through. But no, they have to add and add and add and add and add on one thing, and that's not the way I'm going to operate.
Well,
I can tell you if it went down the way it was supposed to go down, just the one, then Dr. Romero would not be having a contract next year.
To me, Augie Romero represents some of the last vestiges of the old crappy way that the previous administrations have done their work.
Absolutely.
All right. We know that a bunch of he shall not be named executives that he brought in are all gone. Yeager went back to AmpFi. The personnel person, the HR person's gone, which a lot of people are happy with. Abel Morado's not there. You know, all these things are good. And he was like the last vestige, one of them, of that previous crappy way of TUSD doing business. And for a guy to keep his job after illegal grade change, $500,000 to $1 million of damage done to a school for a district that can't afford it, right? And at the same time, the idea that, again, I guess the academics you say are getting better. I'd love to see those numbers. But my thing is, this was all, he got a contract renewal for all the wrong reasons.
Right. And he got, and I'll be honest with you, he got a contract for all the wrong reasons the last time.
So, again, this is...
Remember, the board voted for him to get it the last time.
This isn't
just the first time this has come up. This is the second time this has come up. And then the board majority voted the first time also.
Again,
and voted no.
In the end, I wish you would have ignored whatever Rachel was throwing at you and kept your eye on the ball, which was Augie Romero should not be working at TUSD anymore.
And I agree.
I don't know if you guys can, you know, you could tell, because I assume there's no ink on a contract yet for Augie Romero, but can you reverse a decision on that? I would look into that, dude, because I'm telling you, for this guy to keep a job because you guys are having personal problems, the three of you, that should not be the teacher's or student's problem.
Correct.
That's not why you were hired for the job.
No, but I also wasn't hired to be a hatchet man and do the job of the superintendent either.
It's in your job. It's in your job responsibilities to renew principals' contracts. So
job. It's ours to renew every contract. That's its staff. That's also teachers.
Right.
That's all of them.
Right. And?
So maybe we should start looking at each of the teachers who we feel that aren't doing their job, who are detrimental to our students. And
so I know you're a big believer of we got to have the right principals in all the schools, and a lot of good things will happen.
Correct.
Right? So basically you voting for Augie Romero put a guy back into a thing that is not the right leader for that school, who basically is going to – all the kids and teachers are going to suffer under this guy again. And that's something you got to live with, Mike. And I don't know if you can reverse this thing on him or not, but I'd look into it right off when you get off the phone with me, because I'm so sad that all three of your relationship has gone to this. And you know, here the worst thing is the people laughing at you guys are Crystal and Adelita, and that should piss off all three of you.
I agree.
So please, I'm telling you, man. I want you guys to fix this. This is it. I told you guys, you only have a really small window here to get this place fixed. And having this little pissing match and that Augie Romero gets more money and a contract to come back is a horrible way. Horrible. How are you guys going to get a discipline policy done if you guys can't get rid of Augie Romero? Come on, man.
Look how long it took to even just get the goals of the superintendent. We were supposed to have this done in October. It is now April almost. And I still have board members who want different. It's just unbelievable. This administration, this leadership is not very well run for this district right now. Even the board leadership. I mean, come on. His contract, his goals, there's 3 months left of this school district, this school. 3 months.
Right.
And we're just now getting to his goals.
I know.
Are you kidding me?
Well,
this
again,
it's unbelievable.
But it's the idea that, so that, again, it's the board's responsibility in the end, all five of you. Really, in the end, that these things are, if your superintendent is not providing stuff in a timely manner like this, then it's your guy's job to put him on notice. Because literally, if, you know, I don't know if it's in his job description or not, but if part of your job description is to get his stuff in a timely manner, it's not there. It's not happening. No matter how much I like Gabe.
Well, or the other board members who put things on at the 12th hour.
Well, that's why I said it's all five of your problem.
Yep.
But in the end, Augie Romero is on the dysfunction between you, Rachel, and Mike, and that makes me really, really sad because, as Princess Leia once said, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're our only hope. So please look in to see if you can somehow keep his contract from being signed and reverse this. The decisions are reversed all the time at TUSD.
Right.
I remember the Cam Juarez one where he voted with you guys to look into, what was that again? To do a study on, what was that, on maintenance and busing and stuff. And remember that whole thing? And then they reversed it the next meeting? I think you need to look into that about reversing Augie Romero's and just get over with it and get rid of this guy and move on. Because you didn't make anyone happy. You guys made no one happy today. Okay? I got the DA Morales side of the world who can't believe you have this guy. And then you got people like me and people on the other side of the thing going, how can you keep this guy? So you've done the piss off both sides of this. And the only people who are happy right now are Augie, Adelita, and Crystal. How the hell did that happen?
I would like to know how the ADE found that Augie Romero was not found guilty of breaking the law and given his full certifications back.
I don't know.
How did the investigation come back and say that Augie Romero didn't do anything wrong?
Well, we'll have to find that out. But I'm just telling you, the idea that there's even the fear of a lawsuit, that's a bad precedent to even set as a board. We're not going to do the right thing because we might get sued as part of why we wouldn't get rid of him. Because that just sets a horrible precedent that now everyone can threaten you with a lawsuit and you guys just do whatever they want. Can't do that either, Michael. Hey, I love you. I want you to do good at this job. I want you guys to do what you're supposed to do. But this kind of pissing match between the three of you, you just let everyone down.
Yep.
So please, will you promise me to look into how you can reverse this in the next one? Can you bring it up for a reversal?
I'll find out.
All right. Please let me know when you know, okay?
Okay, I will.
Thanks for calling in, man. It takes guts to do it. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, Michael.
All right,
8:39 in the morning. Christy Simone, Ed Alexander. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. It's a hot and spicy Wednesday, as we like to say. Wake up.
Promises, this is where those promises end. I don't pretend.
Congratulations to Mary. We got in on time. Got a pair of tickets to Dionne Warwick in concert this Saturday night at the Tucson Fox Theater downtown. Good show coming up. 8:40 in the morning. AM 1030. KVOI. Wake up, Tucson.
No credit, no problem. Get 18 months, no interest financing, only at The Specialist. Drive your ride in style with tint, sounds, Bluetooth, security, and more. The Specialist will be any authorized price, and our installation is priceless.
Thanks to the Arizona Private School Tax Credit Program, you can support the Christian school of your choice and receive a dollar-for-dollar tax credit, over $2,000 if filing jointly. Sponsored by ACSI, ACSTO, Calvary Chapel Christian School, Cassis Christian School, Desert Christian Schools, IBE, Bush Ridge Christian Academy, and Veritas Academy of Tucson. You can learn more on how to bless a child with a tax credit scholarship at KVOI.com. That's KVOI.com.
Hands of Hope Tucson is a Christ-centered organization promoting a culture of life, hope, and healing. This is accomplished by caring for those facing an unplanned pregnancy, encouraging youth to make healthy decisions, and by offering healing to those who have terminated a pregnancy. Hi, this is Elisa Medina, Executive Director of Hands of Hope Tucson. It is our mission to embrace, enlighten, and empower clients to choose life for their babies by offering them grace, acceptance, and practical support. You can help us accomplish our mission through your 2017 tax credit donation. Hands of Hope Tucson is certified by the state of Arizona to receive contributions as a qualifying charitable organization. That means your gift does more than save lives. It gives you a dollar-for-dollar Arizona tax credit. This year, the state has allowed up to $400 filing as an individual and $800 filing jointly. More information is available at givehopetucson.com. Thank you, and may God bless you for your partnership with Hands of Hope.
No credit, no problem. Get 18 months, no interest financing, only at The Specialist. Drive your ride in style with tint, sounds, Bluetooth, security, and more. The Specialist will be any authorized price, and our installation is priceless.
Wake up, Tucson. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to get up and get down?
Let's do it.
So what is it? National Hot Tub Day? Is that what was happening here?
National Hot Tub Day.
That's it. So there you are. With Eddie Murphy doing incredible James Brown visual and oral impersonation. The hot tub.
So good.
Yeah, it is. I'm impressed.
840. You never seen this before?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, okay.
But he's just what a talent. Yeah, good stuff.
I like how he strips down just down to his bathing suit at the end. Totally hilarious.
Yeah.
Hi there, everyone. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. Hans von Spodowski.
What happened to Hans von Spodowski?
Can't answer his phone. I mean, the Heritage Foundation confirmed this with my wife yesterday. This is like, we're good. We're like, it was the email like, hey, we're really good.
Yeah.
But if you missed the previous parts of the show.
Yes.
We had the nice man, Welde from Queen Sheba.
We had
Eritrean show.
Eritrean.
Yep, right next door neighbor to Ethiopia.
Yes.
Dan Shearer, Green Valley News. We talked about with Dan some Pima County stuff. Dwayne Bloomberg is no longer going to be on the city council.
Yeah.
Former mayor.
The mayor's leaving.
Former mayor.
Not going to run again. Okay.
Yep. And then we had Danny Morales running for CD2 on the Republican side. And then we were just doing, we reported the news on TUSD and just did some group therapy with Mike Hicks on this whole idea that it basically, to me, it sounds like personality problems between him and the non-Adelita folks on the board led to him voting yes on this horrible contract for Augie Romero, and I pray that Mike can figure out how to reverse it. It's been done before. And what I was referring to is, I don't know if it was he or Shelby Name or Petticone, but they put a thing where they wanted to look at how could they save money and deliver things more efficiently on some of the support services, which I believe was maintenance. Their school busing could be totally redone. I hang out with transportation guys for the last decade or so, and they do school busing for the last, I don't know, 50 years. That's Gray Line. Okay. We've looked at their operations before. They could actually use a little help. But what happens is they actually put it to a vote to do a study of how they could save money on the support side. Now, Adelita doesn't like that because that could take away from union jobs at the school. And remember, the Grijalvas are one thing. They're union folks. Okay? So now, Cam Juarez actually voted, I think, with Mike and Mark to authorize that, right? He went off the ranch on that one. And right after that meeting was over, I'm sure Adelita just dressed him down like you would never believe. So immediately they put it back on the agenda, that vote again, and he reversed it and went 3-2 not to do an efficiency study on support services. So, Michael, I hope you guys could do the same thing with this horrible Augie Romero decision. I would be calling up Trujillo right now and say, if I see a name on a contract, we got problems. But in the end, no matter what your personality differences are, You have to come together to do the right thing for whoever you say. You could vote with someone you hate their guts, but if it's the right vote for the constituency that you think is going to help you, I mean, that's who you think you serve, right? You always say, well, who do you serve in this job? Why are you in this job? Well, most of the guy, and Mike will tell you, I'm here to make sure TUSD is the best place for students and teachers. Okay, good. This vote didn't do that because personalities got in the way. And again, this machine that runs this town, when they hate that there's three people, they have a majority, potential majority, I can't even say it anymore, a potential majority on TUSD, which is one of their places. I mean, it's like a $500 million grab bag over there for the machine. They're not in control of it now. So with these personality differences between Mark, Rachel, and Mike, this is the bad stuff that comes out of it. And I'm telling you, Adelita and Crystal are laughing their heads off. They are laughing that they got away with this one again. And all we're doing is rewarding bad behavior. This is what I told the state Senate committee on the transportation tax of giving Chuck more money. You're literally rewarding him for bad performance for 20 years. Well, you know something? Giving Augie Romero another year, you just rewarded him for bad performance, bad behavior, and costing this district that can't afford it. I don't know. We heard maybe $1 million in damages at a school. So I pray that Mike, Rachel, and Mark can get their crap together because they need to non-renew Augie Romero, and they need to do a discipline policy in the next 3 months or it's over. Because if they lose, if Adelita gets her quote, her third back again, it's all over. Then just run. Then just forget it. Just That's literally.
Right. You're right. Run.
Yep. All you people say, oh, I'm going to keep my kid in there for TUSD because I went to TUSD. What are you, crazy? Do you love your kid? Get him out of TUSD. Yeah, there's some bright spots in TUSD. But you know something? Overall, here's the other thing. The reputation of TUSD is so bad right now. Why would you want that stink on your child? That's where they're heading. Why would you do that? There's so many options for you to not go to TUSD now. But I'm going to tell you, if you really want to watch TUSC go driving into the ground, these three can be nice and dysfunctional. Adelita gets her third back in November, and then it's way over. I mean, it's kind of over. It's way over. Way over. 8:48 in the morning. Christy Simone, Ed Alexander, David Schweiker tomorrow. Other folks. And I'm getting a truckload of text messages about this thing, and I'll read a few of them when you come back. It's like an immediate grab bag. The old mailbag. We're going to do the old mailbag right now. Wake up, Tucson, and Third Voice.
Did you hear about the midnight rambler? Everybody got to go. Did you hear about the midnight rambler? You want to start the kitchen door.
This is Bill Buckmaster, summer travel planning during the noon hour Wednesday on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice.
Don't go in the light of the morning. It's winter time to cock a crow.
Dionne Warwick, coming to Tucson. Five-time Grammy Award winner, Dionne Warwick. Saturday, March 31st at Fox Tucson Theater. Tickets on sale now at the box office or online at foxtucson.com. The unmistakable voice of Dionne Warwick live March 31st at Fox Tucson.
Did you know that shopping with Goodwill is one of the simplest ways to give back to the community? When you shop with Goodwill, not only will you find unique and affordable clothing, shoes, housewares, and more, your dollars help us serve thousands every year through our jobs and programs, all dedicated to moving individuals to their highest career and educational potential. So do good and shop today. Visit GoodwillSouthernAZ.org for a store near you or to learn more about our mission. With Goodwill, it's so easy to do good.
At Olay Mexican Grill, we know that you can't download a burrito from Facebook, no matter how hard you try. Here at Olay, we have the freshest ingredients in our carne asada, chipotle chicken breast, tacos, and chimichangas. Let's get off social media and come to Olay Mexican Grill at 2080 West Orange Grove Road at La Cholla and have breakfast, lunch, or dinner with our award-winning salsa.
For the best in Sonoran-style cooking, try Olay Mexican Grill.
What's up, AZ? Is my weekly radio show. Hi, I'm Sherry. Every Saturday morning, we talk with law enforcement to find out who's wanted, what's going on in Tucson, and how we can keep our neighborhoods safer. We also feature local businesses and nonprofits who support making Tucson a better place. This is a live show, so join our conversation Saturday mornings at 8. Let's make a difference together. I'd like to hear from you right here, 1030 KBOI.
So now, who needs a hug? I don't know. We need a lot of hugs to go around today.
If you want to see my my photo, you've heard of a photo essay or a photo collage?
Okay, yeah, sure.
I put one up on Facebook yesterday.
Oh.
Of I got the, because at my right across the way from me at my transportation meeting was Dan Ekstrom.
Look at Dan. They propped him up, didn't they?
So I there's a photo collage of him.
Does he do anything? Is he still on the board, or is he just...
They just put him on committees.
He's in the back room telling people what to do, right?
So what's...
Dan Ekstrom, man, has ruined more of this county than Chuck Huckleberry.
I have a friend of mine who's been in this stuff for a long time. He calls him Dan Destroyer of Pima.
Look at him. They propped him up, gave him a water bottle... and called him important.
It's so good.
And everybody bows down in front of him.
Well, it looks like he's sleeping. I thought he was...
I know. Well, I don't want to say anything else about what he looks like.
It has nothing to do with his look. It's just the look on his face. Like, it has nothing to do with what he looks like.
Looks like, well, you're saying he looks like he's sleeping. I think he looks like he's like comatose. But anyhow, they gave him a bottle of water and propped him up. But that's okay. He's got more power in this county than anybody but Chuckleberry.
So it's funny.
And they still let him walk around? The county building?
So Bob Lee.
Oh, my God. We are in such bad shape, people. You don't know.
Our friend Bob Lee said, why is he even there?
That's what I'm saying. Why is this man here? Because he's the man. He's the puppeteer's puppet.
Well, I think, it's the idea that they want to make him. I think they still want to make him feel like he's involved. And
well, yeah,
kind of thing.
He's got all the juice.
So here's the thing. So,
oh my God, we're in trouble. He's on the Mexican Mafia billboard, right?
It's the Godfather one they
the
made.
The Godfather.
It's up
one.
At Rigo's.
Same difference. Mexican Mafia Godfather.
And it has Chuck Ekstrom and Grijalva all dressed in tuxedos.
Yeah, with machine guns and stuff like
Grijalva's
that.
Grijalva's holding a machine gun.
Yeah.
But it's basically you have to come kiss their ass as
exactly.
The Godfather's
exactly.
Tucson to
and
get anything done.
That was 30 years ago.
You're correct. It's still up there. If you want to see it, go to Rigo's on 4th by the dog, well, former dog track.
And never to get to that 30 years ago, they had to put in 20 years of their shenanigans before that. I mean, this is sickening.
So
Dan Ekstrom.
My answer to Bob
Will
Lee.
Will he be on another show pretty soon? Probably.
No, he doesn't come on shows usually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, he's got to, first of all, be able to speak.
You know, what happened was when he came up to me at this first of these transportation meetings, and he was just being a jerk, which is fine. That's what Dan does. He goes, oh, you still got your little radio show?
He's playing on his little power play.
And you know what I told him? I said, no, Dan, we were canceled a few years ago, so we don't do the radio show anymore.
So you can go back to bed.
I said, are you volunteering to come on? He's like, oh, of course not.
Of course
thank
not.
You.
Of course not. Why? As a political leader in this town, why would I?
So my answer to Dan, to Bob Lee on why is he even there?
Yes.
There's a word called bloviate, called talk at length. This is from Webster's Dictionary. Talk at length, especially in an inflated or empty way. That's what bloviate means.
Okay.
So I said, his purpose there is to bloviate at least once a meeting.
Absolutely. And Chuck lets him. And so do the soups let him.
So he does look like he's sleeping there.
He's on drip, I'm pretty sure. But that's okay. He still runs it. If he goes, they all jump. Dan Ekstrom, God help us.
listener Steve.
Mark Evans, I said that, okay?
What'd you say?
God help us.
Steve Brennan.
Write 17 pages on it. You need to fill something.
Dan is dead weight in the anti-business Tucson and Pima County. That is why we are a backwater city.
Ask Howard Hughes. I mean, geez, that's how far back this stuff goes. God. Dan Ekstrom. I didn't even know they'd still let him in the building, but I guess he owns the building so and the property.
Allie Miller, when in doubt, recycle an old supervisor.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you very much. So anyway, it's been a fun show. You never know where this show is going to go. We've talked about Barbara LaWall today. We talked about my my Phil Obama award from Chuck Huckleberry that I told him to take back. We're figuring we're eyeballing that at about $170 per, and we figured out that there's 57 committees with an average of 7 people. So Pima County may be wasting somewhere just a titch under $70,000 on awards to useless committees that Pima County doesn't actually listen to anyway. So it's kind of the whole thing in a nutshell right there. What else are we missing out there? We almost talked to Hans von Lofbowski today. He was amazing.
Almost. That's true.
We learned that Facebook, probably through your Facebook app and your phone, is actually listening to what you're saying, according to a whistleblower in front of a committee in British Parliament. So that's a good thing. Ed, this is for Joe Higgins. 6 countries are planning state boycotts of the 2018 World Cup in Russia to show solidarity with Britain.
Hey, resist.
Now, here's the problem.
Finally, resist.
Let me tell you a problem with all of this.
Oh.
When they say state boycott, that means they're still sending their teams and their fans, just officials aren't going now to Russia for they're going to watch on TV. Okay? So let me tell you something.
Like I trust FIFA like I trust the NCAA, okay? So yeah.
Now, if there's one organization that makes the NCAA look a little better, is FIFA, which is the international soccer body. They are, you want to talk mafia?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
These guys are unbelievable. Now, so, one thing, I know this is a soccer moment, but before Ed leaves, I gotta give him some soccer, because he said I need some soccer before
I need hugs, but that's a different thing, go ahead.
So, remember there was a big scandal, right, where basically it was proven that people in charge of FIFA were taking cash payments.
Yes.
From the cities to pick them for a World Cup.
Sure.
Because of the economic boon of it's huge.
Absolutely.
Right? So the two places were Russia, and you're gonna love this one, Dubai.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, that's a bidding war.
All right. And basically, a lot of people now. It's funny. Brian Watson, our IRS guy, talked about how the IRS in California started the investigation because of something, and it led to this whole international thing.
Wow.
So the guy who was the overlord, great name, you're gonna love it, Sepp Blatter, he lost his job. People went to jail and all this stuff. But these people who were proven to do the payoffs still got their stuff. They still get the tournaments.
Still going to the city. Yeah.
Then the Russians basically use a nerve agent at a department store to kill somebody, right? And they make regular Britons sick, right? It's an attack on foreign soil, and they're like, oh, we're not sending the prime minister, but the team's still going. Well, you know something? None of you should go. You should say, move this thing right now. So you can get this is the best part about the international community. You can bribe to get the tournament, right? And you could try to kill somebody and hurt people with nerve agents, but we're still coming because it's soccer. It's insane.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.